Hi everyone, I'm Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com and today I'm here with Colin Eustace, General Manager of Barnes & Noble in Europe. Welcome, Colin.
Thank you. Morning, Joanna.
Morning, morning. So can you just outline what your role is at Barnes & Noble?
Sure. So my role, as you said, is the General Manager of the International Business for NUK. So the small territory that I look after is everything outside of the US. We are 14, 15 months into our true international expansion outside of the US, which means that we have a well-established presence now in the UK, both with devices, so our NUK e-readers and tablets, as well as our free reading apps that are available on Windows 8, iOS and the Android platform. And then we're also available in 32 other countries via the Windows platform, which is an app that's free and readily available on the Windows 8 platform that you can shop through the whole NUK catalogue, but you get then a personalised experience which is focused on local content. So if you're in France, for example, we have a hand-curated French store within the NUK app, same for Italy, Germany and the other countries. And as I say, the big focus for us initially has been the UK, but we're now rolling out internationally. And obviously we've just launched the NUK press platform now as well for authors that are looking to self-publish, for us to self-publish with us, which that's now available from the UK, but also in France, Germany, Spain, Italy, the Netherlands and Belgium. And obviously any authors that publish on that platform within those countries also have their content available in the US store as well.
Fantastic, which is very exciting. Now, I'm particularly interested in the profile of a NUK reader, because in the UK, and for people listening who don't live in the UK, the NUK is sold in what I would call more upmarket stores. So I wondered whether you had any kind of sort of ideas on the demographic of people who read on NUK versus other devices.
Yeah, I mean, I can't honestly speak for other devices. I think that, the NUK customer, obviously different to the US where we have our own stores, and we have a very good idea of what the customer profile is. Within the UK, we obviously have our channel partners, of which, we have John Lewis, we have Dixon's, we have Sainsbury's, we have Argos. So I think, for me, I think if we take John Lewis out, which I think might be skewing your opinion somewhat, it is very much a mass market appeal. I think we're well distributed. We have traditional booksellers with Blackwells and Foils that carry the NUK product as well. So I think we have a really good coverage in the UK of all of the customers that would want to come into NUK. And I think, certainly from the content sales that we see, I think, we've attracted very much a mainstream consumer. So, the UK is a very price sensitive market, both for the device and also for content. It's very competitive as well. So I would say that, crime and romance are two very popular genres for us, as you would expect. And I think, within our merchandising, and hopefully you've had a chance to look through the site and if you have a device, also the device which is merchandised as well. We do try and cater for all types of readers that are both price sensitive. So we have lists that specifically cater to kind of under $2.99. We do monthly sales. We have digital short, digital exclusives. As well as trying to provide, I guess, that literary angle as well. So Blackwells provide us with some insight into recommendations that we put up every week to cater for really every audience. But I don't think we skew particularly literary versus YA versus crime romance than really the rest of the market. I think it is pretty representative.
Mm. And would that be the same in the US? So really, it's everything.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously in the US we have a big history through the Barnes and Noble stores of being a destination, and clearly there's a literary angle to that. But again, the market itself is mainstream, right? So things that sell well on digital sell well on digital on our platform as they do on others. So, crime, romance, young adult is are clearly the areas that, that, that dominate the bestseller charts, as you would expect.
Okay, and then sort of looking at the rest of Europe, because those of us who are indie authors, I've just published in German, in German-speaking countries, and I'm looking at France, and the market for digital seems to be very small in France. So what do you think sort of Nook's reach is like in Europe, and can authors expect to be selling in some of these European markets?
Yeah, so I think that the reach for Nook in Europe is quite new for us. So we have just gone through some marketing launches in particularly France and Germany, which are actually happening now with Microsoft. So the market is, we're a new entrant, a new player on the Windows 8 platform in those markets. So it is growing, and it's growing fast. So there's a good engagement in the level of installs for the apps in both of those countries. And I think as we continue to look at our platforms, you know, clearly it's on Windows at the moment. We are looking at the other platforms as well, and partnerships with other players in those countries that will make the Nook proposition certainly more viable. But I think it's early to say. I'm glad you've published in German. I'd be interested to see what that does for you. But I think, you know, the Nook brand and certainly the heritage of Barnes & Noble that we're bringing to that will certainly help us in the partnership with Microsoft, because they're going out there and certainly promoting, you know, the Nook platform, because we have a heritage and I guess some leadership in terms of book knowledge that we're looking to bring to those markets. You know, we are very focused, we're very specialised, we only sell books and magazines, we're not looking to sell anything other than that. And obviously within that we have booksellers that are marketing those stores and merchandising those stores based on local markets. So for Germany, for example, we employ somebody in Luxembourg that purely focuses on just the German merchandising store. Same for France, same for Italy, same for Spain. So, you know, we've given it as much focus as we possibly can. They are all native speakers. They're in contact with the publishers and looking to drive the sales on, you know, in all of those countries. So I think, you know, it will certainly continue to grow. As I say, it's very, very early for us, but the initial results are positive.
No, fantastic. Now, you've mentioned merchandising a couple of times. How would authors get the attention of merchandisers? And do you sort of like to hear from indie authors? You know, because a lot of us have relationship sort of things that happen, but I know a lot of indie authors would like to know how to sell more books on Nook, and it seems that merchandising is one of those ways.
So it certainly is, and I think what I'll say is that from our point of view, Nook Press is very important. So I think anybody that publishes on Nook Press will be treated in the same way as any mainstream publisher. So if, you know, we are here to sell the best content that we think our customers and our readers will want to interact with and consume. So, you know, we certainly don't treat it any differently to we would a book published by Penguin, for example. So where we are at the moment, certainly in the UK, where we've given it a little bit more focus, there are some marketing activities that we're testing in the UK first, because it's probably the more established market of where we are internationally right now. So we have a thing called Digital First, where Nook Press will become part of that marketing communication. So we send out emails twice a week to our customer base, and some of the Nook Press titles will be featured within there. We also have some features that will just be dedicated to Nook Press as well, of which we're working through at the moment, but there'll be an area on the site which will be merchandised, and also on the devices that will be merchandised, that primarily will focus on first on Nook or digital first, that will feature Nook Press titles.
Right, and I mean, I advise people to publish directly if they can, but if people publish through Smashwords or other middle distributors, yeah, I guess, are they treated in the same way?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, no, that's brilliant. And in terms of any other tips for selling more books on Nook?
I think it's a difficult one, because I think it's the same as it is to sell any digital book, really, is that, you know, a lot of the things are very consistent across the whole market. So I guess, you know, an eye-catching cover that really stands out as a thumbnail is crucial. and having done this yourself, I'm sure you're aware, but you know, that's how most people see the book on a device screen or on a computer screen in the first place. Also email, so making sure that the cover title stands out when it's served in an email as well. So I think, you know, the covers is really important. I think making sure that the correct category or categories are selected, you know, clearly make sure that it then surfaces in the places where, you know, people are looking for the genre that you're publishing. You know, I can't kind of stress that enough, that to make sure that it's in the right place. I think pricing, you know, clearly is an important tool as well, and I think it shouldn't be underestimated that that pricing can be the difference between a success or not. And I think, you know, there's multiple price bands where things generally tend to work. And I think, you know, first in series is also an important tool. So if you are a relatively prolific author and you have a series of books, you know, something around getting people interested in the first book of a series, either with a discounted price, it's really attractive that gets them in. It is also a useful marketing tool. And I think the product detail page, I think particularly on the press, you're able to go back in and kind of play with the metadata or add to the metadata as and when you get a review or even if the book's been out for a while, updating the product page allows people to search for that book, or it appear to appear in the search listings as and when you've got something different to say around that book. I think shouldn't be underestimated as well.
That's great, and I've certainly found I jumped on Nook Press as soon as it opened in the UK and pulled my books off the other distributors, and I found that my sales at Nook went up, and I presume that was only from metadata, because I was able to add much more granular metadata when I was doing it directly. So I think that, as you say, that technical back end is so important.
Yes. Indeed. And it's one of the key things that, you know, we hopefully have made that very easy for people to, you know, to go in when they're creating their titles and make sure that metadata really does drive customers to be able to see their titles, because it contains all the relevant, it's relatively simple to include all the right information that when people are searching it appears in, as I say, the right category, the right genre. I think it's really important.
Absolutely. I do have one sort of random question that just came to mind. In terms of audiobook integration, is that something, for example, if people have audiobooks through another platform or they might be for sale on one of the Microsoft other apps, are there ways that Nook will be linking audiobooks of that, of the same book, along with print and digital?
So not at this stage. I think audiobooks is clearly another area of the market, like self-published, that is new and certainly very, very interesting to us. So we are working on some solutions, but nothing that we can kind of share at this stage.
Yeah, no, sure. And then reviews. I guess a lot of us find that the reviews on Nook are harder to get, and I guess with Amazon buying Goodreads, that makes it quite difficult. But what do you feel about the importance of reviews?
So I think, you know, reviews are clearly clearly a key part of any book's success. And I think it also allows you to... So I think one of the things that you can do with reviews is, as I say, go back in and post that within the product page. So once reviews are there, you know, you've received a review from a third party, you can add that back into the product description that allows then people that are looking at the book and might be interested to draw in by the cover or, you know, piece of marketing, that then, you know, a snippet of the review or even the full review can be added to that product page. So I think it is important. I mean, clearly the more established book trade, you know, lives and dies on reviews in some cases. So I think being able to add that to your product pages is very important. And I think, you know, we've given you the authors a tool to do that with.
I guess I mean more the customer reviews, the star ratings and things like that.
Oh, okay, I'm with you. I apologise. Okay, so yeah, again, you know, that certainly helps. And I think anything as far as a review is concerned, you know, within the site is important. I think it's something that we're looking to, to evolve. Obviously the service you mentioned is not something we can use, but I think individual review pages is something that we are certainly looking at.
Mm. And then how about advertising? Because a lot of us find that advertising with a site like BookBub, which has a very large email list, is generally the best way to send up a spike of sales. And they do have some Nook links on as well. But do you have any advice around, Nook-specific advertising opportunities?
So we don't offer any kind of paid advertising service, I guess is where you're going here. But I think, the third-party services that you've mentioned, such as BookBub, are great links into that. And I think, as a self-author, as you become almost the CEO of that title. So it's up to you to kind of, market it in some way through these third-party services to drive them to the retail stores. And I think at the moment we've seen, the best self-published authors are using a number of tools such as BookBub. They're also using, they're very active on social networks, as you are through Facebook, Twitter, that then link in towards the product pages of the site itself. As I say, from our point of view, the merchandising and the way that we communicate Nook Plus titles will continue to evolve. And I think in the UK, the digital first program that we'll run will be an important way, but it's not something that we're looking for authors to subsidise. It's more that we'll pick the best read that we discover through that. And I think also there's going to be a Nook Nook Press Present section on the UK store as well that we'll be looking to drive. And again, I think coming back to one of your earlier points, I think you asked about how you can contact us. I think there is the ability to contact us via email. So I think if there's any authors out there that have submitted titles and they want particularly want us to feature it in the store or whatever, we're happy to receive emails on that as well and recommendations. And that email address is nookpress@nook.com. Which we're happy to then receive that in, and that can then be passed on to the merchandising teams that we have that would be able to influence that in their day-to-day roles.
Mm, no, that's fantastic. Now, as a user of Nook Press, what's been interesting, because obviously I use all the other platforms as well, is it's quite sensitive in terms of the EPUB formatting, and which was quite interesting. I wondered if you had any other kind of, things to watch out for when people publish on Nook Press, apart from obviously the categories and things that you mentioned.
No, I mean, to be honest, we've tried to make the site itself as easy and as simple to use as possible. So it's unfortunate that you seem to have encountered some formatting issues. I mean, there are some, the guidelines that are there and the help sections I hope are useful. We do lay it out relatively, clearly in terms of what kind of things might cause an issue in terms of the formatting, certainly when uploading from a Word document or whatever service you're using. And I can send you the links to all of that help and see if that's, something that's of use there. But I think the help section on the website, there's also live chat available as well. And if anybody is encountering some difficulties as they're looking to publish, there is a live chat function available specifically for Nook Press where, someone's on hand to be able to guide you through the process.
Mm. Oh no, I'm definitely happy with it. I just okay. Sensitive, that's all. Not bad, just sensitive. Okay. It's interesting. I think that one of the issues of being an independent author is you have all these books and you upload them on all these platforms, and each one has its own little idiosyncrasies. But it's certainly okay. An adventure, and I think there are some really nice features of the site, like being able to go in and just update one small bit of the file as opposed to change the whole file, which is I think very useful for adding in links to other titles at the back of your book. That's a really good feature that would be nice if others had that. But it's great. You sound very positive about indies and self-publishing and the importance of Nook Press. Is that true? Your Nook is excited about it?
It absolutely is. I mean, for sure. I mean, Nook Press for us, for Barnes & Noble as a complete company, is hugely important. It's something that we think has great value to us. I think it adds it adds considerably to our catalogue. And clearly we can see from sales, across the global markets that, it's something that consumers want. And I think it's a way of, of indie authors, to reach a great global platform. And I think, it's now as established as some of the, some of the mainstream publishers, I think, when you collate it together. So I think it's certainly something we are very committed to. I think you can see that in the way that we've, expanded it outside of the US, and as we grow internationally as well, I think you'll find that Nook Press gets as much attention within our business as any other publisher.
Mm. And obviously there have been some, mainly in the US, kind of articles about negative things around potentially the growth of Nook. But it sounds like you're talking about global expansion and, things kind of moving on. So, what are the other things that are exciting you about the future? And can authors in other countries expect Nook?
Absolutely. So I think, Nook is, we are a global business. I think, we have a partnership with Microsoft that will continue to grow. We're continuing to look at other opportunities in terms of countries that that we would look to expand in as well. And, our catalogue now, from a global perspective, is, it's over 3 million titles. There's numerous, quite a high percentage of that catalogue now is in non-English language. So we have a really good platform to, to be a global brand. And, it takes time, as we know. And this market really outside of, outside of the US and some of the key markets in Europe, ebooks are still in their infancy. And I think that needs to be, it's easy for us sat in either the UK or the US to underestimate the market growth that is expected in, not just emerging markets, but in big countries with a strong English language base as well. So we're looking at all these opportunities, and I think you'll find that, the Nook brand will continue to grow throughout the next few years, for sure, in terms of, as the market grows, we're looking to play a big part in that globally.
I'm so glad you said that, because this is one of the things I harp on about all the time is, we're just in the toddler years of this business, and, everybody
should.
We really are. And I mean, the growth of mobile in developing countries, for example, is just crazy. I sold a book in Burkina Faso the other day and I was so excited.
That's right. I mean, you're exactly right. And I think, this market is very easy to judge, that it's peaked when, you're sat in the US, because it's a huge market, but, it's been around for a number of years. In other countries, it really hasn't started. And as you say, the route to market might be different. So just because, we're used to reading on a tablet or an e-reader in the US and the UK, that doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be in the rest of the world. And I think, the key thing for us is to have, the digital catalogue to be able to go and sell in those countries. And I think that's where we've spent, a lot of time and a lot of effort in ensuring that we are, one of the key players within that space. So, and I think Nook Press, that will continue to add to the title count, but also become a very important selling tool for us and a point of differentiation as we get into these emerging markets, and also to attract, new authors in from those markets as they develop.
Brilliant. Well, that was so great to talk to you, Colin. It's really exciting to hear about what Nook Press is up to, and I'm sure all the authors listening are very thankful for your time. So, yes, thanks again.